OEM, goes every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you, because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life, along with the power and the love that it holds right inside of us. Because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love, or peace, or joy, or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There's also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Learning the Source Within. And we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show. Send us your favorite music. And most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us. And we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Just the music to those living on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Child of life, a daily expression of that life. Right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one, one. We will stand as one. We will stand as one for humanity. Forever will be, we will stand as one for humanity. One. one. Standing as
can you hear the
one.
Can you hear the message?
Thank you.
Message Woman. And if you've just joined us, you are listening to WAIS 88.3 FM in Cincinnati. We're live streaming at WAIS 88.3.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. sharing with you the countless ways to live a happier and healthier life. And today we're going to be talking about the third eye chakra, and we'll go into that in a little bit. We also started that set with Faith Rivera, Standing as One, and it reminds us that we are all filled with divine light and love, and when we love and accept ourselves as we are, we can accomplish almost anything. And when we discover and use the power of love and light that lives inside each and every one of us, we'll notice miracles happening all around us. And opening to the truth of love, to what's possible when we're aligned with our higher self and clear about who we are and what we desire. But this is our focus every week, and we are delighted that you joined us today. And before we get started, I want to remind everybody that we are a listener-supported radio. And we are so thankful for all of those who support the show Inner Divinity and this radio station. We support the community, and we are supported in return. And there is something that I want to talk to you about, which you might want to know a little bit more about Girlville. Girlville is owned and operated by The Girl, an international movement of women in 18 countries working for social transformation. And Girlville is located in Loveland, Ohio. It offers programs on ecology, spirituality, feminism, and the arts and social justice. For more information on the programs offered at Girlville, call 503-683-2340, or you can check out their website at www.girlville.org. Okay, we are talking, we've been talking over the weeks about the chakras and the energy vortexes that go up and down your spine. We started with the root chakra, which is the base chakra. It's really where we are working on being in ourselves and staying in that space of knowing that we are our own security, and learning to work our way through to the sacral chakra, which is all about creativity and birthing new ideas and being able to really stand from a place of prosperity and abundance. And we then work with the solar plexus, which is all about our personal power and ownership, and the heart chakra, which was a really big piece where we spoke about the importance of being able to have self-love and be able to have unconditional forgiveness for self and others. And I really thought that was a big piece, because on this planet we can come from love or we can come from fear. And when we come from love, we're able to look at things through that space of detachment and still be passionate, but know that we love without those expectations, which can be a challenge in this human form. And we talked about the third chakra, and it's about speaking our truth and being able to listen and allow others to speak their truth. And today we're going to tap into the third eye chakra. And a little bit about the third eye chakra: it's the sixth chakra, and it's responsible to what we refer as the sixth sense. And that chakra connects us to our internal intuitions and is responsible for those sharp senses, the ability to read into the energy of the future, to receive nonverbal messages. And through that third eye, we can communicate with the world and can even receive messages from the past and from the future. It grants us a sense of observation. And the color is purple, which is the host of the show, the Mary's and Dyer's favorite colors. So a shout out to you. And, and it's located right there at the forehead in between the eyes. And the main characteristic associated with that chakra, the third eye, is light. And even though the third eye is blind, it has a deep vision because it's corrupted inside. And it governs and directs the conscious with the unconscious mind. And when the third eye is in balance, we have higher mental ability and we're able to separate between reality and information and thus combine logic and emotion. And when we live with a balanced third eye chakra, we experience overall good health, clear thinking, and focus. And we have the third eye chakra influence and intuition to perceive others and build trust in oneself. So that's something to think about. And, you know, if the chakra is out of balance, sometimes we experience fatigue, daydreaming, sleep problems, a lack of assertiveness, inability to listen to others, and only even feel disoriented. Or when that chakra is overactive, you can overwhelm yourself in a world of fantasy. So it's about keeping the third eye balance so you can use it, as I look, as a place to really receive the messages from your higher self and that connection to source. Some of the things that you can do that can help increase that energy is to practice meditation. And I think meditation is something that, you know, people can, meditation, prayer, going into the silent, just allowing yourself to quiet your mind so that you can have that experience to really just be in a place of connection. And when you are, then you have that trust that the more you are doing what you feel guided to from a place of truth. And so the third eye is really a big deal for me. I'm all the circles are because today I'm all balanced is a balanced energy and a balanced life for sure. And but also intuitive, a psychic and a reader, spiritual counselor. But the third eye for me has always been one that, even in my darkest times, where I had problems dealing with the reality of life and those lower chakras and the root chakra and sacral chakra, solar plexus, I always was able to tap into that sixth sense, that ability to just feel and place what I could not see. And again, as I became more balanced with bringing that energy into my body, by being connected to earth and owning my stuff and stepping out of the darkness and stepping out of the addiction and stepping out of that lack of self-love, then my intuition even became stronger. But I've always been connected there because for some reason it was just something that felt very, to me, more natural than in my human body. Not sure what that means, but I'll ask you a favor if you might feel the same way. Some of the things that, when you cultivate that chakra, when you work on helping it to be more balanced, to be developed, then you can think more clearly and you have a higher vision. Of course, you see with your two eyes, but sometimes I think of the third eye as being able to see with that eagle eye vision, like stepping out of that place you're in, stepping out of the chaos, stepping out of the drama, and being able to step out and look at it from a place of observance and being observing and being detached. And when you can do that, it's not always easy when you are the one that's in that essence of reality going on. But when you can detach and look from that place of a higher detached energy, sometimes you can get a clearer vision as to maybe what's really going on. And is it really something that you can control at all anyway? So, yes, having that vision. And it also kind of helps to develop your imagination. And I think imagination is beautiful. I think that for me, when I think of things that I create into the physical, that are manifested into the physical, they have to start in that creative imagination first, whether it's a writing, whether it's a book piece, whether it's something that maybe just putting together for your job, for work. It begins in the imagination. So I think the more when you're creating, the more you know something more privy to some really cool things, than the physical. Also, again, it's about seeing the big picture. Really, as humans, sometimes it's hard to see the big picture. We see it from our point of view. We see it from what it is doing to us, or so we think, how we're being affected, what it feels like. And then we can detach ourselves and move into that third eye and trust it from a larger place as to what really is going on in the moment and how we can maybe look at the hidden light in that moment. And when that same big picture starts to expand your consciousness and influence multi-dimensional essence of living life, both spirit and heaven. Some of us, we're spiritual beings, you know, we are spirits with body, with mind. We are soul with a body, with a mind. And we're having this major human experience, and very much it's connected to much that is in the body. But further, I relate to that connection to that clairvoyance, to that sixth sense, to that person you that you're connected to before you came into human form. And the fact that we will have to develop the greatest spiritual awareness and prepare you for that next level of spiritual evolution, which, you know, I don't think we can get any more spiritual. I think we are spiritual. I think we evolve by the way that we deal with things in life, because even though we're spiritual, we are definitely being in a human world, and the things that we deal with are real in that essence. So maybe the spiritual journey is being able to evolve to where we can detach from the lower emotions and understand that many times the things that we are experiencing are pushing us to a greater place of letting go and surrendering. But as we develop that remembrance of our truth, we know that there's nothing outside of us that we can deal with from within. And that's where that trust, that faith, come into play. So, talking about the third eye and some of the things that, you know, it's important that when you're clear and you're balanced and that breath circle is developed, there's an important intellect balance with a strong intuitive ability. So there's a balance of spiritual intelligence, spiritual maturity with also an intuitive sense. And it's wisdom. It's really wisdom. And you can visualize things easy. The important thing is just being able to be aware and be thankful. So those are some of the things that are about the third eye. I'm going to talk a little bit about ways that you can clear and balance your third eye. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Air of the Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we are 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, live streaming at WAIF883.org. And the host of the show is Reverend Melissa Boyer, an early stage woman. Thank you so much for being here with us today for Air of the Divinity, where we focus on spiritual unity, personal growth, practical ways, happier, more peaceful lives, learning how to discover an aura, and engage from the deepest truth. Yes. And for those of you that want to find out more about the show or connect with us, of course you can do that on our Facebook page, and we are on Facebook by the same name, Air of Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. So that's always a way of letting us know how you're feeling and what you've enjoyed and possibly what you would like to learn more about. And we're always really excited to, you know, if somebody tells their a story of transformation and inspiration. I would say my story is your story. My story is my story because that is how we learn about each other, what we've been through, what leads us to becoming a victim, perhaps, not a victim, but becoming victorious, and how we find that through our spiritual journey. So, feel free to connect with me and Lisa on anything you might like to share with us. And I'm feeling music today, so I'm going to play another song on the next round. So, let's just sit back and listen. We'll be back soon. Discover Your Divinity. My name is Joyce with the M. We are talking about the third eye chakra, intuition, clear mind, the psychic eye. We're talking about some of the things about what it's like if it's not balanced, what happens when it is balanced. I think it's trust and trust. I also, personally, I really like trust to the third eye. When I think of the chakras, I always put them with the elemental life, and the root chakra to me is security, true security. The chakra is about connecting, discovering the divine, the creativity, and the plexus is all about personal power. Our chakra is love, and then it's love, compassion, forgiveness. And our chakra is about health. And the first is that body. And we have a connecting solar plexus. It's a gut instinct. You know, you just put that stone in your gut, and you're like, yeah, I got it. The third eye is the same way, but it's more like a spiritual energy. And sometimes, you know, there's trust and instincts, and I feel that a lot. I did. I think maybe closer in life I didn't, and I had to have had some angels looking out for me because I'm still on the planet, but I always trust my instincts. I may not jump right away at something. I might make sure, but I always am putting my finger on that. There's a third eye energy coming to me that way, that it's like a message to say, to pay attention. Some of the ways that you can work on balancing your third eye is you can ask the universe a question. However you do that, ask God, Goddess, the universe, whatever. Whatever question it is, that question that is, what am I supposed to do in this situation? Why is this happening? And then you need to be patient before it gets hard. I've created some answers, and that's kind of my style, and I've gotten them. It's probably not always what I wanted to hear, but instinctually that was the answer. But if you ask a question to me, it's an important one, and you can watch that answer. You might wait for seconds, you might wait for days, but that answer will come, it will come from within or from within. And so I'll be writing a question, but after taking that question, give myself time to go into the silence and so forth, receive an answer. And many times, what you hear might not be what you want to hear, but it always comes from the highest integrity. It comes from love, not fear. And you can also keep a journal. And that's something that I always say to people if they want to tap more into their intuitiveness, into their psychicness. Psychic is the soul. So what they say, so my psychic, they have a gift. Sometimes they have it blocked, so they don't, step into it because they aren't taught that it was my time. They don't like, have a contact and type. But it's just as normal as, sitting there on the top of the radio. So to me, it's always been something that I've had to have. It's got me to the bottom in my head. But if you keep a journal, I think it's pretty cool because you're able to, make a decision as to what you've heard in your dreams, what you've seen, and make those notes. And that's the pattern. And sometimes I have gotten messages. I've done a lot of dream analysis for clients. And again, many times it's not the literal meaning of what comes to. I can get some of it by myself. First time through some of that. And back to meditating, it's really great. But meditation is such, a lot of people say it's hard to do, but it really is just a choice. You don't have to meditate for hours. You can meditate for 5 minutes and work your way up to 15 and do it twice a day, and your life will change. Because it's when you still your mind. It's when you're pulling in with your higher self. It's when you're opening yourself for those messages. And the world is fast, the world is chaotic, the world is crazy. We're all attached to things and people and places. And so when we do this meditation thing, it's a time for ourselves. It's time to get back to our oneness, our self, and our soul. So, and it is a habit, like many things. So if you get into the habit, your body really misses it when you don't. And I don't have time not to meditate, because what happens to me when I don't, I'm completely off balance, and I'm not prepared. Yes, so sage meditates. It's part of my life. It's just what I do. And some of the often mentors that I like, because I always kind of talk about that, helping mentors with the food and I actually created both in the physical and subtle worlds. I see the whole thing being picked up. But I do have to do it for good. And my vision of great beauty and goodness. And the wisdom within me. And I'm open to greater and greater spiritual awareness. So those are third eye chakra affirmations that can be that begin to just kind of get to the flow of being talking to opening that chakra so that we can use the gift that's going to bring up. And pray, as I said earlier, I associate the third eye with trust. And that's a big piece for me on the third eye. And that's the sacrifice that, of course, and intuition, yes. And not everyone can develop the time that can assist them. But the trust is something that's so important. And so, when I think about trust, I think about being fearless. And I say that a lot. And people are like, well, the man fearless faith, what does that mean to you? Today, often, fearless means that I do not fear. And I stay in that place in the present, and fears to come from me, from that feeling. It doesn't mean that if I get a gut instinct or intuition not to go down the alley, speaking of fearless meaning, I'm not going to let fear, false evidence, appear in hell, get in my way of something that is for the betterment of me. And, you know, we all go through things. We've got charges. And I'm ecstatic because unexpectedly I'm going through much change. And I'm having to be conscious of choosing love instead of fear. And I raised and humbled and brought to my knees, knowing how far I've come, but how far I have to go. And it's a daily practice, and a minute practice, a second. So, you know, to be authentic, one must be fearless. It takes courage and stamina to walk to the beat of the ground. Therefore, easier to doubt oneself and other people's opinions to stop us in our tracks. In much of our lives, we allow fear to trap us in our own minds and keep us there. But still, if we allow it, we move us back from bringing our thoughts and words into manifestation. When we choose to step out of fear and trust ourselves, we then become the vehicle for spirit to bring us what we desire. I love that. I learned a long time ago that if I was going to do the things that I desired in life, I would have been capable of worrying about being late. And there's no way on earth that I was ever going to please everyone with my case in the next. I never do. Because I chose what I have to do for me to stay present and in self-love. And sometimes that's not always liked by others. But as long as I know I'm making those choices for love and not for disempowering anyone else than I could. I think that when you realize that you have to let go of that way of being disempowered, because they can't change anyone else's feelings, they are what they are, but that's a very good step of being a leader instead of a follower. And I've always been a leader. That's just me. I'm a leader. and that's just I've always been since I was a kid. Because I've always wanted to do what I wanted to do and all the other ones was doing. Probably why I got myself in so much out of order, right? But being newer to me also means that I don't have followers, and I'm just in like leadership, you know, and I'm kind of sure that I'm going to go forward with them and go with me or not. And I think about trust. I think when I said earlier that I've always been connected to the third eye, even as a little girl going through a very, like we've all had this spiritual childhood, but going through stuff that just, you know, I link to that energy through my third eye and through my connection to self and spirit. And, you know, the choices that I've made in my life, it's come from being fearless. And I've had a long time. And I've always known, no matter how hard I land, I'm going to land on my feet. And my trust is in something greater than self. My trust is in God. My trust is in goodness. My trust is in the universal energy of Creator. And even in my darkest hours, I was fearless. Perhaps the dark hours come to me, I will be fearless. I have to be. I've always been studying in the dark. And I'll never say that it's easy being fearless because it's not. It takes strong desire and mystical amount of strength to stand on the pain. Well, I was more medicated than being judged, but you have to have blind faith that your inner wisdom, that inner intuition, that third eye chakra, right there, is going to carry you through the places that others may never have gone through. So, yeah, I think the essential characteristic of fearlessness is trust. And if you're not trust, it's going to trust that there is only a mind, and only a limited mind is going to be able to see that. And that's what pushes us through with times. And I've had to trust the unseen my entire life in order to accomplish my goals. And I've never believed that I wasn't capable of accomplishing the things that I said. And failure has never been an option to me. I've never believed in it. And I know that no matter what I may experience, it's always my choice on how I deal with it. And I just think that we have a right to dance on the stage. We both have to speak our truth when coming from the path of higher consciousness. And it's when we doubt and fear that hold us back from making our dreams come true. Fearlessness is the most important aspect in our own transformation process. And when we trust we are one with the Creator, we become aligned with all there is. And with that energy, we are able to overcome every man and and conviction, you know. So, I spent time in meditation and praying with God, with Creator, with goodness. And I reminded when I'm in that space even more of the power of the unseen and my faith and my trust on my foundation. And it's just impossible for me to feel when I'm walking with Spirit. I'm walking with Spirit, walking with Spirit. It's really hard to say yes. So I think when we enlarge our mind, body, and spirit as one, and we listen to our inner wisdom, we have unlimited potential. And that belief is where it's above death and intuition. So, I speak on all of this because the whole reason I've done a series on the chakras because I think it's important to learn about the energies that we have, those centers in our body that are subtle and strong at the same time, but connect body, mind, and spirit. And body, mind, and spirit to me is the Holy Trinity, and it's important to give energy equally to all, because all three combined is really what gives us that unlimited potential and a connection with source, and what we need in order to be strong to get to the sort of even in conditions that we do. So, next week, I will tell you that living with a dog will be doing the show. I'm excited about that. If you would like to download a free meditation, you can go to RevenueWeasley's website, RevenueWeasley.com, and you can download her amazing meditation. Also, the archive shows are all there, so if you feel like listening to a show, maybe you've missed one or two, or just want something inspirational to connect with, go to that website, go to my website, and you will find something that will probably pertain to something I'm going through in life. You can connect with me on our Facebook, Instagram, or also my website. It's connectingwiththegoddesswithin.com. And those are just some ways of getting in touch with me and the host of the show, Robin Musabella, and the show itself. If you'd like to make some comments or request something from either one of us. And I appreciate you all being here today. We've talked about the third eye chakra and some ways to align and clear and balance so that you can tap into the inner wisdom that's there all the time for you. And like I said, next week, the week after that, I have a guest. I'm very excited. My partner in soul crafting, he likes flower. She is, she is learning. She's been working as a, or living as a religion spirit, or a palm leader, and a curator. So she's going to come on the following week and share her story, her personal transformational spiritual story, and share about what makes her tick, and talk about her life, and maybe share some tools for staying in the present and staying on the spiritual path. So, yeah, so I've enjoyed today very much, and I guess the biggest thing to leave you with is, when I think of the third eye, it's just about wisdom. So, when you're living with a blessing, may your wisdom serve others. May your insight bring you new levels of spiritual awareness. May you understand your true nature. May you secure in everyone. So, further blessings, and look forward to connecting, and have a great week, and enjoy the sunshine, and we will leave you today with a Madonna, my light, sunshine bright, spotlight light, and have a fabulous week.